This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound?
Hillary Clinton, still coming off of this weekend where she's referring back to the Fox News Sunday interview with Chris Wallace. Take a listen and then Donald Trump's reaction to it.
Director Comey had said that my answers in my FBI interview were truthful. That's really the bottom line here. What I told the FBI, which he said was truthful, is consistent with what I have said publicly. So I may have short-circuited.
Unstable Hillary Clinton. And you saw that. Did you saw that where she basically short-circuited? But I think that the people of this country don't want somebody that's going to short-circuit up here.
Hillary Clinton short-circuited again, to use a now famous term.
And Donald Trump hitting it, his campaign hitting it on the web in a new video.
You will compare what I'm proposing to what my opponent is talking about.
I'm telling you right now, we are going to raise taxes on the middle class.
So I may have short-circuited.
Trying to jump all over the short-circuited.
What I like the best about the slip on the raising taxes, did you see how the crowd applauded and cheered, raised their sign?
I do think she did say we're not, but it kind of got jumbled in there. But
right.
Anyway.
But candidates often do that. I mean, I've been on here once or twice where you had to correct me where I refer to the president as Osama, which was not exactly right. So look, this happens all the time. It's a bit of a cheap shot, but what the hell? There's a lot of cheap shots going on in this election. What she meant by short-circuited is that she was answering a question that was slightly different, and it's not that she had a short circuit up in her neurons. So, look, this is just tit-for-tat. I thought what was interesting is, number one, she can't escape her lies on emails. There are so many lies now that she lies about her lying, and when you have to say, my testimony to the FBI, which the FBI director says was truthful, when somebody has to cite somebody else as an authority on the truthfulness of their speech, they're in trouble.
Okay. Well, yeah, I mean, Krauthammer really hit it. And it was funny that he made mention of that. I remember watching that when she said, hey, we're going to raise taxes on the middle class. And the people just responded. You know, Scott, you and I talked about this, I think, last week. And it was amazing. And then who was it? Was it Jimmy Kimmel? Jimmy Kimmel did a man on the street deal and was basically presenting Trump's policies to people in the name of Hillary Clinton. And I think just about everyone except for one person said, nah, she didn't say that. Everybody was just kind of like going along. It's going, look at people. This is a critical election, and you got to understand what is happening. You can't do this on the fly. That's been the problem with this country and our government. A government that's designed for we the people means we the people have to be engaged and involved. We disengage and get uninvolved, and you have what we have in America today. 7 out of 10 of us saying, whoa, what happened here? What happened to our country? We're on the wrong track. Yes, indeed, we're on the wrong track. But if we're going to get on the right track, that requires all of us, all hands on deck, to be involved and understand what is being debated here and what the clear difference. I mean, if there was ever a clear difference between these two parties in the most recent era, it is now. There is a clear delineation. If you want bigger government, go with Hillary. If you trust that the government can make better choices than you for your lives and your children's life and your grandchildren, hey, Hillary's your gal. You're with her. If you believe that you have the substance, the sum and substance to be the master of your own ship, to take advantage of opportunities and participate in the American dream as we have grown up to understand it, then there's no other clearer choice than Donald Trump. He's our only chance. You've got Hillary that's going to give us more government, and Donald Trump that's going to give us opportunity. That's the hope and change.
People who can afford a LASIK procedure sure are lucky. Imagine being able to throw away your contacts and glasses. Imagine waking up tomorrow with 20/20 vision. Too bad everyone can't afford LASIK. Well, guess what? There's a company that agrees with you. The LASIK Vision Institute is now offering dramatically low prices on high-quality LASIK to make it affordable for everyone. That means you get the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology for a fraction of what others charge. And if you call right now, we'll schedule a free appointment so you can discover if LASIK is right for you. Results may vary. Call 1-800-725-2487. Even better, if you're one of the first 100 callers, ask about an extra 20% discount off our already low-cost services. We've already performed over 1 million procedures. Let us help you. Discover how you can get the quality LASIK experience you deserve at a fraction of what others charge. For your free appointment, call 1-800-725-2487. 1-800-725-2487.
Back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Hey, that's our commitment, and it starts with the truth, to pursue the truth no matter where it leads us, because that is absolutely fundamental, America. If we're going to get this country back on track, we want to do so based on the truth and the facts as best we know. Yes, the elites would want to keep us in the dark and treat us like mushrooms, but, you know, at some point, ladies and gentlemen, we got to say that's enough, and we've got to be masters and captains of our own ship. That's what this country is all about, a government of, for, and by we, the people. Well, you know, it was interesting to hear these comments, you know, about Hillary Clinton and Charles Krautheimer commenting on her comments, her lying about lying. You know, and we still have, you know, a lot of time, I guess, in some sense left, and we're going to hear more faux pas, and we're going to hear these politicians just absolutely bedraggled, because and this is tough. You know, to be running from, you know, city to city, state to state, flying in planes and, you know, pleading your case with the voter politic. And, you know, there's pictures of Hillary having a hard time walking up the stairs. And, of course, she's had coughing fits and that. You know, I know how that goes because I've had a couple of myself here. But there's nothing like a little bit of Jameson to kind of square that away for me anyway. Thank God that's working. But nonetheless, look forward to more of this taking place. Hey, with us right now, we're fortunate to have back with us Dr. Ann Pierce. She's the author of A Perilous Path, The Misguided Foreign Policy of Barack Obama, Hillary Clinton, and John Kerry. Dr. Pierce, always good to have you with us. How are you?
Doing well. Thanks for having me again.
Well, good to have you here. You know, I'd say more and more is being realized of these policies of the, you know, the triumphant, you know, these three, Barack Obama, John Kerry, and Hillary Clinton. And, wow, are we in trouble here or what? I mean, they've taken us down a road that you're thinking, wait a minute, I hope America's getting it. I sense that some are, and this is the part that the mainstream media and other elites are not connecting with. And this is why I think that come November, people could be really surprised because they're not quite in tune with the groundswell and the wave of energy that has been developed by this insanity coming out of the Beltway. What do you say?
I do think it's really interesting, and I agree with you that this foreign policy is very problematic, and we're seeing it all over the world today. I mean, we have Syria cataclysm, Egypt, Libya, Sudan, Yemen in crisis, Iran and North Korea ever closer to becoming serious nuclear powers, the Russian reset an obvious failure, and of course Russia pressuring not only Eastern Europe, but putting tremendous pressure on the NATO alliance itself and just creating havoc over there in Syria and that region, and I could go on and on. China flexing its geopolitical muscle. And it has so much to do with the foreign policy that was articulated and put into place in the first term. And unfortunately,
exactly,
two too few people were paying attention to that foreign policy, what it stood for, what it actually did. And that was what led me to write A Perilous Path. I just became so concerned that I had to write this book.
Well, number one, it shouldn't have been a surprise. I mean, Barack Obama, I mean, here he comes in as a community organizer, barely knew his where his office was, on the Beltway, and a junior senator, and wow, all of a sudden he's thrown into the limelight with little experience, and this has been an OJT kind of experience at the expense of we the people. I say we the people, but also at the expense of our allies and the world that has always looked to America to be that that governing catalyst that is greatly missing. And now the Middle East is in chaos. Our allies, as Marco Rubio so brilliantly said, no longer trust us. They don't know what's coming out of D.C. other than the unexpected, which keeps on coming.
Oh, that's exactly right. I mean, we've treated our allies and pro-democracy groups ungenerously, and we've treated our enemies and potential enemies generously. Of course, we look around with all these compromising deals that this administration has made, everywhere from Iran to Russia, the START Treaty, et cetera, et cetera. And, of course, the extremely compromising deals we keep making in Syria by way of going along with every single Russian plan over there as if
exactly.
They're the leader and we're the follower. But Marco Rubio, you mentioned him, and I so agree. I mean, what he saw right from the beginning was that this administration was rejecting our best foreign policy traditions, which do emphasize peace through strength and human rights. I mean, they downgraded our defensive power, de-emphasized American ideals, and reached out to the world's worst dictators. And, of course, something we're very concerned about now is that they were inadequately focused on emerging threats from hostile regimes and terrorists. And, of course, as you have said, they're rewriting their history awfully successfully, and that in itself is a big concern.
Yeah, it really is. I mean, when you look at the mainstream media and the significance that they play in our culture, they have really let us down. Now, this is evidenced because the people have rejected them. They're starting to reject them. They have less circulation. There's less eyes and ears, focused on their product because they see it for what it is. And this is what I'm sensing, Dr. Pierce, is this groundswell that the media cannot quite tap in. They don't understand. They haven't understood Donald Trump from day one. They just think, well, he's just some lunatic, some circus clown that, has been able to, get some people behind him. But they haven't really kind of tapped into the angst of the American public. And that is that, and what I'm hearing in my travels across this country is that people are fearful that we're losing grip of this American dream, Dr. Pierce.
Oh, I so agree with you. And I do have concerns about Trump from a foreign policy perspective. I'm concerned that he'll slouch toward protectionism and isolationism, and that this will only create more vacuums and more opportunities for extremist groups and extremist regimes. And I am concerned about his sympathetic comments about dictators, because the last thing the world needs is more damaging and devastating deals with dictators. But having said that, what concerns me about this Never Trump movement is how often they're willing to overlook the fact that Obama, Clinton, and Kerry were the ones who actually made those deals with
exactly.
dictators, who actually, because of their passive, morally and strategically indifferent policies, allowed all these vacuums to develop here, there, and everywhere. And the other thing, and again, I do agree with a lot of the concerns about Trump and his foreign policy positions. But another thing that does concern me, as it concerns you, is how dismissive those who are against Trump on the conservative side are of the people's anxiety and why they like the fact that Trump says there's this political correctness that's gone amok and we can't discuss anything without being accused of being this, that, and the other thing, which makes us sound like horrible people, when really, as you said, we want to hold on to the American dream. We want our families to be safe.
Well, Dr. Ann Pierce is with us. We've got more from Dr. Pierce on the other side of the break. Stay with us, America. She's the author of the book, A Perilous Path. the misguided foreign policy of Barack Obama, Hillary Clinton, and John Kerry. We're living it out. Not only us, worse yet are our allies and the people that are subjected and are having to live with the results of this foreign policy. We'll talk more about it on the other side of the break. This is Bill Martinez. We're live at 15 after.
Did you know there's an approved healthcare choice just for Christians that's founded on the timeless principles in God's Word? It's not insurance. It's MediShare. Over 189,000 believers across America who love God and share each other's healthcare bills. It's about half the cost of health insurance, and you never pay for medical practices that go against your Christian beliefs. Best of all, the healthcare law includes a special provision for MediShare members, so you don't have to buy insurance or face penalties. MediShare is affordable healthcare without compromise.
Learn how thousands of Christians can help you save on your healthcare. For your free information guide, call 855-BIBLE-11. Not available in Montana. MediShare, affordable biblical healthcare. Call 855-BIBLE-11. That's 855-BIBLE-11.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
You know, you've been hearing about Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients keeping the body healthy. Bill Martinez Live now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 ORAC points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 855-305-8326 or BillMartinezLive.com. Longevity, that's 855-305-8326.
You're listening to Bill Martinez Live.
Join us online at BillMartinezLive.com.
Hey, whether it's online, on television, via the cable radio network, you know, around the world, via a shortwave and 280 affiliates across the country. Thank you for joining in. This is Bill Martinez live coming at you. Just about 19 minutes after the top of the hour, a conversation with Dr. Ann Pierce, author of A Perilous Path, The Misguided Foreign Policy of Barack Obama, Hillary Clinton, and John Kerry continues. Dr. Pierce, you know, you think about what these countries, our allies, have been subjected to in, you know, the last 8 years, scratching their head. Whether, you know, it's Hillary Clinton talking about Benghazi, saying it's about a video, or John Kerry saying, well, the biggest problem we have to deal with is, you know, climate change or air conditioners. You know, is it any wonder that our allies have lost faith with us? And how long is it going to take us to reverse the damage that this administration has affected? And the thing is, you know, I'm not sure the voter politic really is connected with the damage that we've done internationally and how that's impacted our national security. I know that's a long sentence and there's a lot wrapped into that, but I'd like your insight on that as well.
Yeah, I do feel that there is not enough attention to that, and not just in the general public, but in newspapers, columns, think tanks. Too few people were really paying serious attention to foreign policy in the first term. And I feel that as much as foreign policy does not tend to be a topic that a lot of people get excited about, that we all really have to pay attention, because we are in a very dangerous world. There is a sense of dread now among people. And so there's a reason to look at the policies and find out what works, what doesn't work, and how we got into this mess we're in. Because you look at Obama, Clinton, and Kerry, and they called for a reset in our relations with potential enemies and for toning down our use of words and actions in support of democracy. And they embraced diplomacy and outreach as the best tools for dealing with extreme regimes such as North Korea, Syria, and Iran. And not only that, but we really need to remember, as the history is being rewritten and recrafted by so many in the media and in the Obama, Clinton, Kerry sphere, that we did offer Russia a generous START treaty, which we didn't have to offer them, that we did dismantle plans for missile defense in the Czech Republic and Poland. And think about that. These were new democracies who, in many cases in Eastern Europe, were looking to our constitution for guidance, looking to the United States for guidance as to how to build their new republics, and had really stuck their necks out in agreeing to host missile defenses on their soil. And I could go on, and you compare and contrast how we treated, and even NATO, now supposedly the Clinton camp, they're the ones that are all about NATO. Well, I would encourage everyone to read my book, A Perilous Path, and I have some behind-the-scenes accounts of what this administration was doing at these NATO meetings. They were, if anything, discouraging some of these new Eastern European countries from becoming part of NATO. They were, if anything, constantly reminding their so-called NATO friends of how important it was to reach out to Russia and Iran and Syria. And reaching out is one thing, but giving away what you don't need to give away, that's another thing. And that, there was a whole lot of that going on.
Yeah, I mean, this is more quid, no pro, no, you know, where's the pro quo? I mean, and you think, you know, Hillary Clinton, with the Clinton Foundation, all the scandal that's been going on, is totally founded on a quid pro quo arrangement. It's like, how do you quid no pro quo, or who's getting the pro quo out of this deal here? I mean, how do you give away so much? You give away all this money to Iran that we were talking about earlier, and what's in it for the United States of America?
That's right. And again, this is an example of underestimating the American people, because whether you call it ransom or not, it sure looks that way. And people don't like this idea of secret deals. I'll tell you who else doesn't like it. Congress. Congress has been continually asking questions, not only about this, but about the billions of dollars in sanctions relief. They want answers about how actually is this money being given to Iran and what's it going to be used for. Because, of course, we know what Iran is likely to use all this cash for. They're going to fund Hezbollah, Hamas, and Iranian guards even more. They're going to use it to advance even further their regional designs. They're going to keep propping up the brutal, horrific Assad regime. And we're already seeing that Iran is demanding even more than it's already gotten. And isn't this a great incentive, too, for them to take even more hostages and try to wrest more money out of us?
The problem we've got here in America is we still think we have a constitution that's in operation here. And Congress has snubbed their nose. I mean, the Republicans even. I mean, I got to tell you, and I've been chided on this a couple of times, But I look at the bottom line, Ann. You know, are we making things happen? Are people doing what they need to do for their job? Certain times you get glimpses. You think, okay, maybe there's hope. They're going to hold the president accountable. They're going to actually do their job as the legislative branch of our government. And they fall short. I mean, all the time you hear, well, we're really upset with President Obama and what he's done and how he short-circuited this. And now he's acting like an emperor. Well, yeah, but what are you doing about it? You know, he's been able to get away with this for 8 years, and it's as if what concerns me, as if the line has moved in such a way that if you think Barack Obama is bad, what do you think the next president's going to do, whether he's a Republican or Democrat?
Yeah, and I have a couple thoughts on that, because I do see people in Congress who are not living up to their commitments to their constituents. And the constituents have reason to be upset when they elect people and they say they're going to do this to fight Obamacare or whatever it might be, and then they don't. But one thing that I've found really interesting is I, as you know, after I got my PhD, I did not want to be a professor. I wanted to write. Mm-hmm. And nevertheless, I found myself at a certain point thinking, here I am priding myself on being an independent, but I'm still in an academic bubble. So I started to go into D.C. and attend House Foreign Affairs Committee meetings and Armed Services Committee meetings and this sort of thing.
That's got to be awakening.
It's really
wow.
Awakening. And I have
exactly.
I have seen a lot of Republicans, a couple Democrats working really hard to get better policy and being obstructed by the State Department and being so skillfully obstructed by this administration on everything from getting stronger sanctions to Iran to getting going back again to the START deal to trying again and again and again to get the administration to adopt some promising humanitarian and strategic proposals to deal with what has now become this utter and total cataclysm in Syria, and again being obstructed. And just, I don't want to rattle on about this too much, but I have a theory about this anti-establishment movement, which is valid, but Obama has so benefited from that, because what he did was he stigmatized Republicans. And then he separately stigmatized Congress. Every time he was off on a fundraiser, he would blame Republicans and Congress for not creating a budget or whatever. And then what he did was he conflated the two. He conflated Republicans and Congress, and that became the establishment. And I don't think anyone reads the establishment in the news now without thinking of Republicans in Congress. And I would just suggest that we make sure that we're naming those Republicans who we view that way, and
exactly.
that we give credit to those who are actually trying so hard to get better policy, because there are those people.
Well, Dr. Pierce, I think this is why America, so much of America, is turning toward Donald Trump, because they're saying D.C. needs a wrecking ball. You know, we really need to turn this thing upside down. I've said before, maybe we need to approach this with a Chapter 11 mindset. And who better to handle a Chapter 11 process than somebody who's been in business? Maybe that's what we need right now. Dr. Ann Pierce, she's the author of the book, apparently.
I had what many would call the Cadillac of insurance plans with my company. It covered everything. And that's what got us started thinking, well, what is everything? Are we indirectly paying for people to use services that we don't believe in or want to be a part of? And MediShare was the perfect answer for that.
I felt such relief switching over to MediShare. I wasn't paying for anything that I didn't believe in. I was actually able to stand up for what I believe in, and I was able to put my money where my faith is.
We're part of this great program, and it really costs us less than insurance.
Learn how thousands of Christians can help you save on your health care. For your free information guide, call 855-BIBLE-11. Not available in Montana. MediShare, affordable biblical health care. Call 855-BIBLE-11. That's 855-BIBLE-11.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one use the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Bunker Hill, Gettysburg, Normandy. They mean something. Bill Martinez, live. Your program, your calls, your opinions. Bill Martinez, live.
Welcome back, America. 28 minutes before the top of the hour. I'm Bill Martinez. It is time for the Good News Girl, the one, the only, Samantha Mills Mao, out there in North Carolina. You're still in North Carolina, right?
Oh, yeah. I'm still in North Carolina. I'm here right by Greenville, North Carolina.
Yeah, how much fun is that? I mean, you're on the east. I'm way west of you now. I mean, well, there's a six-hour time difference between you and me. It's very early here in Hawaii. So aloha from Hawaii as we continue to be on Baby Watch here. We're really excited. Little Jackson, you know, expecting for him to come along. They induced labor last night, and so we're waiting time right now. So we'll see what happens, you know. So we should have the news. Everybody's so excited. We have grandparents here on the island and some grandkids and everybody here. It is quite the anticipatory show, as they would say, you know. So,
that's so exciting.
It is good fun. It is good fun, and our daughter's doing really well. She has such a great heart and a great spirit about her. So we just can't wait to be hugging that little guy's neck, you know.
Oh well, I'm sure he'll be here anytime now, and he's going to have a wonderful entrance into this world.
Yeah, exactly. We just can't wait, you know, because this is going to be our first Hawaiian grandchild. You know, they've been living in Maui. They had to come here to Oahu because they got a little bit of a crisis going on. And I appreciate everybody's prayers around the country. They've been just so kind. And, Psalm 139 has come to mind consistently about this kid, even from day one. When my daughter said, "Hey, guess what? We're pregnant." And I said, "Oh my gosh, you know, it's just, another one of those moments, you know, in dealing with life that, that reduce you to your lowest common denominator, but it's so touching, Sam, because it reminds you what it's all about. And, you know, that life continues, and here it is. We have another grandchild. This will be our ninth grandchild, and by the grace of God. And we're just, you know, just so touched and moved, and, you know, by this. And our daughter, right after the wedding, as I mentioned to you, I was already in therapy for the wedding. And, you know, a month before, she announces, she goes, "Oh, Dad, we're moving to Hawaii." And I'll share with everybody a little bit of this story, because I am such a believer in goals and vision. And I think that's what's wrong with our country right now, is we've lost sense of a vision. And where, you know, at any level, whatever we're talking about, national security, we're talking about the economy, it's like, okay, where, what are our eyes focused on right now? And, but for my daughter, at age 7, the first time we went to Hawaii, we're on a plane coming back, and we were on the island of Kauai for a week. And she says to me on the plane at 7 years old, she goes, "Dad, this is where I'm going to live. I'm going to have my business. I'm going to be here, you know." And I go, "Oh, 7 years old, that's really great." And then here we were, you know, what, some about 18 years later, she's living her dream. You know, she tells me a month before the wedding, she goes, "Dad, we're moving not to Kauai, but Maui, still close, but still the Hawaiian Islands. We're moving to, you know, David and I, we're moving," that's her husband, "we're moving to Maui." And I said, "Honey, you know, I'm already in therapy for the wedding. Now you put this, I mean, what kind of therapy is there on top of the therapy that you're already getting, you know?" So, but they've had a great time. They've assimilated into the island, and even our granddaughters, who is just so precious. You know, she's been grafted into the family, just a sweet little girl. And she started junior high school, so she's all excited. But I had asked her, you know, at our last visit, I said, "Well, how are you doing? Are they still looking at you as a Howley, or have you been able, you know, because it's been a couple years now?" And she goes, "This is my island. These are my people."
That's such a great answer.
Oh, yeah. I mean, a great answer. I mean, she didn't hesitate. I mean, "This is my island. These are my people." I mean, so she's really caught in, you know, she's really caught the spirit of Hawaii. And I think the people of Hawaii have caught her and the family as well. So it's just been really, you know, a precious time. And especially for our family, because, you know, we come to Hawaii. We've been coming to Hawaii for the last 18 years. And it's just good fun. But this is probably the longest time I've spent in Oahu in a long time. And there are a lot of folks here in Oahu, let me tell you. It's a little bit different. It's not what you might think Hawaii to traditionally be, particularly in Waikiki. You know, it's good fun. So anyway, I know that you have lots of things to share with us right now. So tell me, what's your lead story this morning?
So, speaking of special moments, I know how special it was whenever you walked your own daughter down the aisle and you were your first father-daughter dance and all that.
Oh, good. Okay, just bring me to. I'm already a mushball already, telling you a little bit about my history. Now you got to bring that up. Thank you, Sam. I think Scott could probably do the rest of the show here as I go bubbling off here.
Okay. Bubbling off with happy tears. Okay. So
yes.
Denise Stephen, she actually, this is like a unique story because, unfortunately, her father, Stephen, was murdered back in 2006, and his heart was given to an organ donor. And she's actually getting married, and when she was getting married, she decided to ask Arthur Thomas, who was the man who received her father's heart, if he would walk her down the aisle.
Oh, wow.
And, you know, the story absolutely, you know, took off on the Internet. It's very touching. You know, anytime you see a father walking a daughter down the aisle, it's special. But Arthur, you know, that's the closest thing she has to a little part of her father to walk her down the aisle. And he got permission from his own daughter, because this will be the first daughter he walks down the aisle.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Yeah.
But it was just very sweet. They had been keeping in touch for all these years. And I can't imagine how difficult a situation like that would be. But very special, and they got married up there in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, and he took her down the aisle, and, you know, she wanted to raise awareness about organ donation, too, and the importance of it, you know, because he couldn't be there to walk anybody down the aisle if it wasn't for her dad donating his organs.
Oh, what a precious memory, and as you say, you know, something that is outside of ourselves, you know, when God's grace reigns like that, you know, it's indefinable. You experience it. It is beyond heartwarming. It's ineffable. You know, as one theologian would say, you know, it's beyond awesome, you know, when you experience, you know, a bit of humanity to that level, you know?
That's right. Beautiful thing.
Wow. Well, very cool. So what else do you have to share with us?
Okay, so actually, this a little bit of this next story took place in my hometown, you know, right there by Camp Lejeune. A veteran, Marty Wills, decided he was
Semper Fi. Semper Fi. There's got to be Marines out there in Camp Lejeune,
right.
You know.
So he decided to walk from actually Muskegon, Michigan, to Camp Lejeune, North Carolina, to raise awareness about suicide problems in the military. There's 22 people a day who commit suicide. So he raised $22,000, actually, and he started walking on Memorial Day weekend and just recently finished up. And actually, you know, since he walked through my hometown, my sister got to see Marty walking right by where she works. She looked outside and saw this story in progress as he's finishing up. So,
oh, wow, really?
Yes, isn't that cool? I was like, it's not very often you get you get to see a trending story go right by you in person. So you could see Marty coming into town, and, you know, all the news crews are riding behind him, and it was a very big deal, very exciting. And he's actually, he was in the U.S. Army medic, and then he was a Navy corpsman. And that's how he ended up raising the money. But he's been in the military for over 23 years, and, you know, thank God for people like him.
Exactly. Well, you know, and we're doing a lot with Dan Perkins, you know, his Song for Soldiers. It's a great website, and we've been giving away MP3s of, you know, some books to read and songs, and they have a website with over 6,000 songs, Sam, that are available as well. And we're doing what we can to come alongside these soldiers that are, you know, dealing with PTSD, and it's just been a great outreach, and I'm so thankful for Dan and his participation. Of course, that's all linked on our website. So is Sam's Corner at our website at BillMartinezLive.com. Sam, thank you so much for being with us. Have yourself a blessed day.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
On August 19th,
my family,
they deserve justice.
What is your name?
The Venom. Best-selling author Rick Warren declares, Ben-Hur has it all. Heart-stopping action. It's an emotional roller coaster.
You cannot fight them in the streets. There is a way.
Joel Osteen, senior pastor of Lakewood Church, raves, it's spectacular, compelling, and stunning.
Win the race. Win our freedom.
You should have killed me.
I will.
Shine and light, brother!
Ben-Hur. Rated PG-13. May be inappropriate for children under 13. In theaters, Real D 3D and IMAX 3D, August 19th.
Having a place to go after school will make you a better student. Having an outlet to express yourself will make you a better artist. Having something to do together will make you a better family. At The Y, we're helping build better friends, listeners, writers, swimmers, scientists, and musicians, one chance at a time. Get the gift of opportunity. Donate to The Y at ymca.net/give. The Y, for a better us.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-954-9674. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-954-9674. That's 1-800-954-9674. 1-800-954-9674.
ProPure Water Filters, making water great again. Taste and feel the difference with state-of-the-art filter technology. Pro-1 G2.0 and Pro-Max filters are independent lab-tested to NSF standards. Choose from gravity, countertop, pitcher, shower, and inline filtration products. There's a ProPure for you. Buy risk-free today. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
You're listening to Bill Martinez live.
That's still probably one of the hottest guitar licks ever, huh? What do you think? A little Eric Clapton here for you. Good morning. It's Bill Martinez, about 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Mark Morano is with us, former communications director for the State Environment and Public Works Committee, and senior aide, speechwriter, climate researcher for Senator James Inhofe, the Republican from Oklahoma, executive editor and chief correspondent for ClimateDepot.com, a pioneering climate and eco news center. I know you hear Mark's name and you go, okay, I've heard that name before. Let's talk about climate hustle, okay? And Mark has bent over backwards to give us some balancing perspective on this whole climate science. And I want to say facade only because they've really gone over the top with this, Mark. Is that fair to say? Because, I mean, I have rejected so much of what's going on. I mean, you hear the Sierra president being interviewed by Ted Cruz. And you know, no matter what, he still wanted to drink the Kool-Aid regardless of the evidence that was right in front of his face.
Yeah, what you find, or even Sierra Club presidents like that, when you refer to it, testifying before Congress, are generally ignorant of all the data and the actual scientific facts. What they all have is sort of a memorized mantra, and it usually goes like this. The science is settled. The UN is the gold standard. 97% of scientists agree. We must act now or we're doomed. And that's basically their message. And if you disagree with it, you're likened to a tobacco apologist, you're likened to a Holocaust denier, you're threatened with RICO lawsuits and essentially jail, as we show in Climate Hustle. We have Robert F. Kennedy Jr. saying the skeptics belong and at The Hague with three square meals and a cot with all the other war criminals. So that's really what it comes down to. It's appalling. This is why they don't debate. And when you do, I just had a debate on Fox News at end of May, and it was just the same talking points over and over, 97%. They just repeat it over and over, and there's no depth to their argument.
Yeah, how fallacious is it, Mark? I mean, you know, every time you try to get some substance behind that statement, you go, this is really on a house of cards here. You know, the 97%, even, you know, some of the scientists, what was it, less than 100 scientists that supposedly agreed. I mean, I don't know about you, but my experience has been with science. I can't get 100% of scientists to agree on anything, including that the sky is blue, much less, you know, something like this.
Yeah, in fact, when people hear that 97%, start going, in the film we detail this, one of the surveys that they based that on wasn't thousands of scientists, wasn't hundreds of scientists, wasn't 97 scientists. It was 77 anonymous scientists, of which 75 answered a survey in which the global warming activists then claimed there was a 97% consensus, even though there were only 75 anonymous scientists. The problem with that even is many of the skeptical scientists would have agreed with that 97% claim on global warming, that, yeah, temperatures have gone up and that mankind could contribute. The gist of it is, though, is mankind controlling our climate. And they're not even close to that. Mankind, the human influence, and we show this in the film, is overwhelmed and not even detectable from natural climate conditions. And there's hundreds of factors that overwhelm our puny addition of CO2 in the atmosphere. And that's the issue. And that's the first hustle, that they want you to believe that we're facing catastrophe. The second hustle, they want you to believe that all scientists agree. The third hustle is that they want you to believe that they can control the climate. If only we'd pay up and have more central planning, more regulations, more UN power over us, that somehow they could control the weather and we'd be safe from it. It's like a protection racket. Pay up,
right,
and we'll keep you safe from the hurricanes and the tornadoes and the heat wave.
And as if the United States, which represents such a small percentage of the world, could be the controlling factor, right?
Right, and this is where it gets, that's where it gets really insulting. You can watch John Holdren and Obama's EPA, that's his science advisor, or his EPA director, go before Congress and squirm and dodge and weave when they ask them, what impact will these EPA regulations have on our climate? Well, we don't expect too much right away. They'll give you all these vague answers. Here's the actual answer, and it slipped out in one of the testimonies. Not only will our domestic climate regulations have no impact on global climate, thus storminess or anything else, they won't even impact global CO2 emissions. In other words, it's pure 100% symbolism. Any impact on climate is pure fabrication and a total lie. And that's what this show's shocking about this. All the EPA regulations, all the light regulations on our light bulbs, our coming regulations on basically statutorily killing the American SUV. $300 billion, if you look at Climate Depot today, $300 billion of regulations coming down the pike from President Obama's administration on climate, and it won't even impact global CO2 levels. That's the level of absurdity, of hustle that we're being subjected to here.
And the thing is, they want to tell us with a straight face that they're the champion of the poor people, of the middle class, and their very policies are decimating them based on some far-out theory that, to date, Mark, you know, where's the return on investment? You know, where's the value here? We've used a lot of the people's money. We're forcing people. We're compelling people to believe in this kind of false climate religion, this new 21st century religion brought to you by the United Nations and Barack Obama and the elites of our government. And what's in it for we the people?
Yeah, and that's the big question, because what they've done is they're telling us we need to have energy scarcity. We're shutting down coal plants. We're going after fracking. We're making oil drilling more difficult. We're going to raise the cost of energy, and we're going to mandate solar and wind, which, you could say, oh, there's a lot of potential in future technology, but it's not there now, and it requires all these mandates and subsidies to even stand up for briefly, we're talking single digit, less than, 5% of our energy economy is even coming from that. So there's no way that is in any way, shape, or form ready. So we're asked to accept all of that, to have absolutely no impact on emissions, let alone climate, let alone anything else. And we're also now signing on to international agreements. We have the United Nations on record as saying they want to make life on planet Earth very different for everyone, a complete restructuring of the way we live our lives under UN mandates. And they've also admitted that this isn't about environmental policy. It's about redistribution of wealth. This is about the central planning, the political left, using a climate scare to achieve what they've always wanted, which is central planning, putting international bureaucrats in charge and people deciding how other people live, because this is the bureaucratic bean counter mindset that you can't leave life up to individuals and freedom. It's got to be centrally planned or we'll have chaos.
Yeah, I mean, it's amazing. I mean, America walks away from its constitution, its freedoms, and we subordinate ourselves to the United Nations, which really brings us into an era of, mild socialism and down the road just full-out communism. And I cannot believe the lemmings are lining up for this.
Yeah, and the chief lemming is that Senator John Kerry, now Secretary of State John Kerry, he loves this. This is his vision. If you go back to all his anti-war rants during the Vietnam War, I mean, this was his world vision. He is a globalist and internationalist. Pretty much anything the United Nations ever proposed, he's loved. And he has been the lead proponent within the Obama administration. And now we have this UN agreement. And what it means is we're going to be committing to $100 billion a year climate slush funds for the developing world, which I've interviewed activists from Africa, development activists, and they say this whole UN, we talk about the cost of energy here in the U.S. It's deadly, though, for people in Africa, South America. What they're going to do, the UN is going to reward governments that are best able to keep their people in poverty. Because that's how you fight global warming. And
exactly,
that's who's going to get the most money. Hey, you have your emissions down by not allowing development, by keeping people with high infant mortality, short life expectancy. You're going to get the most climate funds. So it's going to be an incentive for governments not to develop. And that's exactly opposite of what Africa needs to hear. And it's, you know, we have Patrick Moore in the film Climate Hustle. Actually saying this is, you know, this is one of the most immoral things happening. And we touch on this issue. We're going to have more on this in the future. But the idea that Africans, 1.2 billion people across Asia, South America, Africa, don't have running water and electricity, and they're basically being told that their future has to be managed by the United Nations, that they can't develop like we do, and they have to be essentially kept down because the earth can't handle their development. And that is where it gets frightening, because you have white, wealthy Westerners telling people of color in the developing world that how to develop. It's a new form of colonialism. It's an eco-colonialism.
Exactly. Yeah, brought to you by the United Nations. And the shame of all this, Mark, and this is what I'm hoping that America can connect the dots and understand exactly what's being interpreted here, because many Americans go, God, we give a lot of money to third worlds. We're doing all this good stuff. Why do they hate us so? This is exactly why they hate us so, is because we're so misrepresented. They're utilizing our money, the people's money, to go and jury rig and social engineer this program that's actually hurting the people. It's not helping them. But yet the Americans say, well, we've given all this money. We our heart is right. Well, it's just because the way it's being abused, isn't it?
Yes. In fact, you talk about the consensus, and John Kerry will say the UN is the gold standard of climate science. Well, it's fool's gold. Yes. What happens there is, especially in the developing world, these countries are dependent on these climate aids. So these you have corrupt third world dictators. They're going to jump at any money. So what happens? They get to pick which professors, which scientists from their country go to the UN. You think they're going to pick a skeptical professor? They're going to pick the most ardent activist climate scientist to send to the UN and then say, hey, look, all scientists agree, because governments that are benefiting are sending only scientists that will play along and toe the line of the United Nations.
Exactly.
And this is one of the fundamental problems of the whole thing. It's we actually had the head of the United Nations climate panel actually say, we are at the beck and call of governments, and we do what they say. If they change the directive, we will change what we do. They're actually talking. It's a science, allegedly a science panel that's at the whim of politicians. It's a lobbyist organization masquerading as a science panel.
Exactly. Well, Mark, we're out of time. Thank you so much for being with us. I will remind everybody, Climate Hustle, the movie that exposes the facts and propaganda techniques used for so long by so many to conceal the truth about global warming, is available to anyone in the United States with a DVD or Blu-ray player starting August the 11th. This is Bill Martinez. We're live. Mark Morano, thank you so much for being with us.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL. 866-91-STEEL. 866-91-STEEL.